Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is a show that was designed so that you could ask those questions and get channeled messages and psychic readings and healing and whatever it is that you need or whatever it is that we are guided to do. That is what it says in the write-up. Okay. So we will start off by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about her.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. You're doing well this Sunday evening. This is the magical DC Love. I'm also known as DC Love or the real DC Love. Whatever one you choose is fine with me. The journey that I'm on started off as a young girl where I saw spirit and I just thought everyone did. But then as I got older, I put an intention out to the universe while watching TV with my beautiful niece, Kelly. We were watching the Long Island Medium. And I said, Kelly, I would love to do something like that. Well, lo and behold, I did put that intention out to the universe. And then all of a sudden, cookies were flying off of countertops. My cell phone was texting me. And I felt like spirit was actually sitting upon me. And this was to get my attention. So I really had no other choice but to listen. And it propelled me forward onto my current path. And it's an amazing path. I just can't believe I'm on this path. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. I'm a dream interpreter, an ordained minister, an animal communicator, as well a former law enforcement officer. And some of my education wasn't received in the conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven a few times. Sometimes I was there visiting my loved ones, but other times I was attending schools of higher learning. And it really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus, Mother Mary, and I really discovered that, you know, there are higher levels of consciousness. And healing could be, you know, it could be done on a soul's level. For me, this was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life. And I discovered, wow, I really do have this strong connection with spirit. Since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to protect and serve. But now I've traded in my 357, and I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog Ginger, and the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I really do have this amazing connection. It took me a while to really realize, wow, it is divine. She's left this beautiful door open, and others on the other side walk through it. And it really gives me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source, as well as giving me the ability to relate and to work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into the power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. Now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And feel free to go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and look around there. There's lots of information, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, you see, if you are ready, it is time for us to talk to our callers.
Awesome. I'm ready, Barbara.
Okay. Our first caller is from area code 850.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. What can we do for you today?
I have some concerns about work, and I was wondering if you could, tell me some, give me a message about it or...
Okay. Well, let's see what we're getting, you see?
Yes. Hello, Sheila. Thank you for calling in. It's really wonderful to connect with you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting, you're really filled with a lot of, a lot of worry. And I'm getting, you've got to watch that. Okay? That's what the angels are showing me. And Sheila, there's like little angel feathers. They're falling all around you. I don't know if there's any, like, in your physical, space, but there are angel feathers around you, and the angels are saying, Sheila, you are not alone. We are with you. Are you, have you really been, like worried and, like, really in a place of fear? Because the angel feathers, they're just, like, little beautiful feathers around you. I'm getting that you've got to watch your thoughts, in regard to work, because if you think in a negative way, that's what you're really drawing in, okay?
Okay.
Do you feel like, that you may want to, either get a new position or, in the company or leave, like, where you are? Because I'm being shown, like, all these different, like, avenues, and there's going to be, there's going to be possibilities there. Suddenly things are going to open up for you. The distress that you're feeling, it's going to be gone. Okay, so you've got to just try to stay aware, try to stay present, I'm getting. You don't get caught up in all the worry because you're going to miss things around you, okay? And the word fear, when we think fear means false evidence appearing real, okay? You're like the fear is just like pouring out of you, hon. You've got to watch that. Things are about to change. Don't push. Don't resist, and just, when you get into that, mode where you feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm getting overwhelmed, think of something, really nice that makes you feel good, and that'll help you, and it'll help you to get through it, okay? So please, just try to relax, and really let go of the fear is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting the angels are sort of saying, you really don't have to work, long and stressful, hours, and it's, I guess, where you're working, they're showing me, it's not the ideal situation for you, okay? And as well, I'm getting possibly you're not sleeping enough. So you really need to just try to relax a little bit more before, this new opportunity opens up for you, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, because there's been some suspicious things going on, so thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
I'm getting that as well. But you've got to be really careful not to, not to really, feed your fears, know, and just stay grounded, stay positive. Think about only what you're wanting, hon, okay, not what you're not wanting, because your emotions and your fears are really going to be blocking you if you just, let them overwhelm you. And I'm also getting, Sheila, you're a little bit exhausted emotionally. I feel like you're drained, okay? You do need a little bit of a break, okay? Just slow down a little bit. Again, watch, this during the holiday season, there's a lot of really nice movies on. Watch a movie and forget about everything for a little while, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to see, you're going to feel better. But this is going to be a month of positivity. It really is. So
okay,
just hang in there is what I'm getting.
Okay.
And don't, you know, like, try to see the present moment and enjoy each day. Okay? And,
you know, if you
want something new in regard to career, Sheila, if you want something new, put it out to the universe. Let the angels know. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, and I'm getting something, like you said, something new and exciting is coming. I believe it's going to be this month. You've got to be able to stay in the moment and really keep your eyes open, because when it comes along, you don't want to be preoccupied, okay?
Oh, no, I definitely don't want to be preoccupied.
So what I want to do, So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. I think you might need a little bit of healing to, you know, to help you with your emotions, to help you with your fears, get rid of the negativity, and the way that you react, okay, to your situations, you'll feel a little bit better, and you'll be more prepared, you know, to really move forward this month, okay?
Okay, thank you.
How does that sound? Okay,
that
Barbara?
That sounds great.
Okay, so we are going to do some work with your innate body, and I think of it as kind of a spiritual consciousness. It's a part of each of us that connects every other part of us, so it connects you to your past lives and your future lives, and your Akashic record and your higher self and your brain and every other part of you. So when we make these statements to our innate body, we are allowing the changes to happen on every level of our existence. So you will just repeat what I say, okay?
Okay.
All right. Dear innate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught.
Dear innate, although this is, I'm sorry, I forgot the rest of it.
Even though this goes against everything I was ever taught.
Even though this goes against everything I was ever taught.
I am willing to release the fear.
I am willing to release the fear.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how this is going to turn out.
Even though I do not know how this is going to turn out.
I am trusting that I will be guided to what is best for me.
I am trusted what is guided was best for me.
Dear innate, even though this goes against my experiences.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Even though this goes against my experiences.
Even though this goes against my experiences.
I'm just going to let go and live my life.
I'm going to let go and live my life.
Take a nice deep breath. Now think about the work situation and tell me if it feels different.
No, I feel much better.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Any part of it that's just popping up saying, take care of me, take care of me.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, you know, just stay relaxed. Do the things that you personally enjoy doing. And if you start thinking about, oh, my gosh, what if, then immediately stop that and think about what it is you actually want. Because that's where you want to put your focus and your power, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, DC.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're so welcome, Sheila.
Okay, so we are ready to move on to our next caller. And our next caller is from area code 925. Hi, who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Terry calling from California.
Hi, what can we do for you today?
Hi. I'm wondering if there's anything that I can do to help me reach my, I'm working on my weight and getting it back to normal. And if you see me getting there.
Okay, let's see what we're getting, Lucy.
Yes. Well, Carrie, the first thing that I'm getting, you're doing something right, and your efforts are really starting to show some results. And I'm also getting you're feeling like a little bit better. Just, you know, keep doing, you know, whatever it is you're doing, take it slow. And I'm getting there's going to be like alternative ways, you know, to really to feel better as well. You know, not only to lose the weight, but to feel better as well. Okay? So what is it that you're doing presently to, you know, to start to lose this weight?
I've been shifting the way that I eat, but most recently I tried something. I tried the keto. I don't really want to do a diet because it's not realistic. It's best to make life changes, I feel. And but I thought I would try the keto diet, but it doesn't agree with me. I feel so heavy and like lead in my stomach. I'm having to eat less meat.
Okay. Yeah, maybe because you know what I'm getting is like that you don't digest the meat as well as you do the other things, and it sort of like lays in your stomach for a couple of days. So I'm getting the meat just like sits there. So I can understand that. And you know, make sure that you're getting, you know, the proper nutrition, you're getting enough protein, even though you're not eating the meat, because it's still important to really get your protein on. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, the protein is like really, really important. But one of the other things that I'd like to say as well is I'm getting there's like a lot of stress around you. What is the stress and the worry about?
I'm getting back on track with finances. My divorce will be final this month.
Okay.
And so I've had to take on a huge burden, and I'm trying to get through that.
Oh.
I know I will. It's just a lot.
Yeah, just, you know, try to focus on positivity and, you know, taking care of yourself, eating well, getting a little exercise, make sure you're getting enough of sleep. These things are going to go a long way to helping you to feel better. The angels are saying, Carrie, please do not overdo anything. Don't push yourself too much. I'm also getting, you've really got to take a little time to like to sort of like examine what is it that you're feeling really, really, really down deep. I'm pulling out from you anger. I'm getting negative emotions. And these can really take a toll on your body, hon. You've got to allow yourself to feel what you feel. And the best way to do it is let the feelings come up. Let them rise, bless them for the power to inform, and let them go. So you've got to feel what you're feeling and know you're entitled to feel what you're feeling, but you've got to let go of those feelings in a more positive way, okay?
That's really interesting because I don't really feel anger. I knew that I had to get a divorce, but I also knew it had to be done in love.
Right.
And that it
had to be there might be old emotions that are there, but I am getting that's what the angels are showing me. Okay.
Okay.
That there's some deep emotions. Okay. And okay. Do you have any kind of physical back problems at all?
Yes, a lot.
Because you're shouldering the burden of this relationship.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes, you know, when people say, oh, my gosh, DC, I have such a bad back. And I'll say, well, what did you do? Well, absolutely nothing that would make me have this pain that I'm having. Then I go, you know, and sort of ask them in a different way. So your emotions are connected with your physical body. And, you know, you're shouldering the burden of the relationship and it's affecting your physical body. Okay? You've been praying about your health. Mother Mary and the angels are coming in there with you, okay? Make sure that you're aware of your intuitive feelings because they're also going to help and guide you to take the steps that are needed, okay? Even
okay.
if you get guidance, something which you feel like is not even related to your health, please consider it, okay?
Okay.
Mother Mary is wrapping her beautiful blue blanket around you. She's holding you in her heavenly embrace. And I just feel, you know, she's with you. She's helping you to heal. Okay? And you're just like you're carrying too much on is what it is. That's why your back is, you know, is not feeling the way it should. Okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, let Mother Mary know what you're feeling. You could speak your mind quietly. You can do it aloud. But you've got to really, like, honor what you're feeling, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, be compassionate, you know, to yourself. And I'm getting, I have to ask Barbara to come in now because there are some very old and very heavy, heavy emotions that are down deep. Some of them, you know, may be connected to possibly one of your parents, okay? So
okay.
some of them might not even be from the marriage. Did you and your mom have a good relationship?
We didn't, but I have done a lot of healing and forgiving around that.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Barbara to come in because I'm being shown there are still some very old and very heavy emotions that you're carrying in regard, you know, to that relationship, as well as, you know, the other stuff on your back is still from your marriage. So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and just help you to get rid of the negativity, the worry, the stress, and really feel a lot more positive. And this is going to help you as well as, you know, what you put into your body, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Barbara?
Okay, Carrie. We are going to do some of those wonderful Dear Innate statements. So just repeat after me. Dear Innate, even though this goes against everything that I was ever taught,
even though this goes against anything I've ever been taught,
I release the need to satisfy my mother.
I release the need to satisfy my mother.
Dear Innate, even though I'm not even sure this is going to work.
Dear Innate, even though I am not sure that this is going to work.
I release the need to put on fat to protect me.
I release the need to put on fat to protect me.
Dear Innate, even though there are some people who say I shouldn't do this.
Even though there are some people who think I shouldn't do this.
I let go of the burden of responsibility from my marriage that is ending.
And let go of the burden
of responsibility for the marriage that is ending.
For the marriage that is ending.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, we're going to keep going because they're saying there's more. Dear Innate, even though I don't understand this.
Dear Innate, even though I don't understand it.
I give myself permission to have good health.
I give myself permission to have good health.
Dear Innate, even though I'm not sure about this.
Dear Innate, even though I'm not sure about this.
I let go of all the burdens I'm carrying on my back and shoulders.
I let go of all of the burdens that I have been carrying on my back and shoulders.
Dear Innate, even though I'm afraid to let go.
Dear Innate, and even though I am afraid to let go.
I let go of my marriage.
I let go of my marriage.
And everything connected with it.
and everything that's connected with it.
Take a nice deep breath. How does your body feel?
More relaxed. My neck hurts though. but my back feels better.
Okay. Dear Renate, even though I don't know what's causing it. I release the pain in my neck. I don't need this or want this. And I am letting it go now and forevermore.
Okay, I'm letting it go now and forevermore.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Yeah, I felt that shift for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I think it's, and I'm getting maybe what I should do is go back to the archives and do this again.
It would probably benefit you. Sometimes you only need to say the statement once. Sometimes you need to say it several times to get through all of the different layers of garbage that's there. And you do have quite a few layers of garbage. You still have layers of garbage connected with your mother. Let's see if they want to deal with that. Dear Renate, even though this goes against what I was taught as a child.
Dear Renate, even though this goes against what I was taught as a child.
I give myself permission to release everything that I was taught as a child.
I give myself permission to release everything that I was taught as a child.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Lighter.
Yeah.
A lot lighter, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing to do so many years of work around that and still have layers and crap. Oh, gosh.
Well, you know, look at it this way.
It's like,
took you years and years to put it on, so it might take you a year or two to take it off. So.
Trust me, it's been a lot of years of trying to take it off.
Yeah, I was trying to make it sound a little less stressful, but yeah, it's a never-ending journey, actually.
Yes.
But
well,
you do
I've
get to
a lot
feel better.
Over years,
yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
That's important.
Thank you so much. I appreciate both of you.
You are welcome.
I'm really grateful.
And we appreciate
for calling
you
in. God.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. So let's go to our dear, lovely, beautiful, joyous Helena. Hello.
Hello, you wonderful, sweet, giving, kind women. Hello.
What can we get to you today, dear?
You know what? I feel like such a little piggy because I always keep calling in. But if you guys want to tune in, and then, you know, let me know what I need, and I'll do it. I'm going to stop folding bags and putting groceries away in a moment and go to someplace quiet so I can write down your recommendations and everything. Oh. Hi.
Ginger is showing me the TV show, the very old TV show, Hello, Faith. Remember that show?
Yeah. I'm laughing.
And
at
I'm hearing
name.
danger, Will Robinson.
Whoa!
I'm hearing danger, Will.
Oh no!
And there goes the robot. The arms are flailing. Okay, so Ginger's saying you've got to stop where you are right now. You've sort of got to do a little thinking before you can go forward. I don't know if you're hesitating about something. I don't know if you don't have everything you need to go forward.
Money's an issue.
Like a little bit cautious. Okay, so you've got to take a little time to really, like, look at the situation, okay? And Ginger is telling me you're going to see that things are soon going to be, like, sort of, like, falling into place. All your ducks are going to be in a row, okay?
So okay.
It might be just, like, right now, it might be she's saying, Mom, that it's just not her divine timing at this present moment. So it's okay if you take a step back. You know, you just sit there, you breathe, and you wait for your, you know, your divine right timing. Be a little patient and just surrender the entire situation to the divine and be open to the, to, you know, to the guidance, to the clarity that you're going to be getting, okay? And this is a good time to get maybe a little bit more organized, but you've got to be patient is, you know, what I am being shown. You've got to be a little bit more patient, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm getting surprised how that little bit of time is really going to help her to really go forward. I'm still getting, like, sort of, you need a little bit more healing at this time, emotionally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Ginger's saying, oh, she's congratulating everything that you have done. You deserve all the good that's coming. But you do need a little bit of healing before that does come, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you've got to realize that you are powerful, Selena. You're very, very powerful. Okay? And you've got to trust in yourself. You've got to value what you are thinking, okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting there's a little bit of self-doubt coming from you, okay?
Yeah, you're breaking up a touch.
And it's sort of like, okay, I don't know why. It must be because I'm on a mountain here, but I'm getting like you sort of have this magnificent lion walking with you. There's nothing to be afraid of, okay? You are so loved, okay? So everything it's turning out for your betterment, and you've got to realize that,
mm-hmm.
okay? And Ginger mm-hmm. is saying, Helena, be open to the miracles. Be open to the magic that's coming your way. You deserve it. She's saying, feel it as if it's already here.
Okay.
And you don't need to know, like, all the hows, the whys, the whens, the wheres. She's saying, we're working with the angels, Joan and I, and it's going to be fine, okay? So they're helping the angels to get everything into place for you, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And just say thank you and... You know, it shows that you have faith that you know what it is that it is coming for you. It is coming, okay?
Okay. Where did the danger come in, though? But where's the danger?
Well, the danger, you can't move forward too fast. You've got to sort of, like, think about what you're doing, you know, is what I'm getting. It's sort of like, you know, like, they're trying to, like, in other words, like a caution light is just, like, flashing in your face. You've got to think before you can move forward. You don't have enough information as the three of us are connecting right at this moment.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
You've got, like, you've got to contemplate a little more. And it's sort of like, you know, like right now, it's sort of like your way is blocked is what I'm being shown because it's not your divine right timing. You're not supposed to move forward yet. You're supposed to just sit back, breathe, relax, be patient, surrender the entire situation, and you're going to feel so much better about it. This is a time, you know, organize your thoughts, make sure that you have everything you need to go for. And you're going to see that, you know, it will work out. You've got to have faith that, you know, God and the angels are with you and they're helping you with everything. This is sort of like a little test of faith, Helena.
Okay.
So Ginger's saying, you know what, you've really got to say thank you and feel it as if it is already here because it is coming, okay?
Okay. All right.
She's
saying,
you know, they're
going
to come to you in ways.
They're going to come to me in ways.
Well, what I'm getting is you've got to just, like I said, you've got to, like, you know, have a little bit more faith. And I'm getting you don't believe enough in yourself as well. That's what Ginger's showing me, that you realize how powerful you are. You have the ability to really do what is needed. You've got to trust yourself more. You've got to value what you're thinking. You've got to value your judgment. Okay.
Yep.
You sort of, there's a little bit of fear when you think about going forward.
Yeah, true.
You know, there's like a little bit of fear there. There's self-doubt when you think about going forward. And you, you know, you can go forward. You really can go forward. Okay? So
yeah.
What she's showing me is she's saying, you've got to watch because the way you're thinking things out and everything, you've got to watch that you don't start, you know, coming into some health issues, okay? Because as we know, like our body and our mind are truly connected.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something that, like, do you feel like your health is being affected?
A little bit with the roommate. Like, I don't relax fully when I'm home. And it frustrates me that, you know, because, you know, the city's pretty rough and everything, and I can't come home and, like, fully relax.
Okay, well, just release the roommate from your emotional space. Release this person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just see as if, you know, you're going forward, like this person is no longer with you. Just release the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I feel that you, the lessons, whatever the lessons were supposed to be, you have learned, you know, your lessons.
Oh, good.
Okay? And if you hold them too tightly to this relationship, Helena, you're just creating pain within, okay? Let go of the relationship, because the relationship that you're fixated on is blocking the flow of the new that's coming into your life, okay?
Okay. And as I let go of it,
you've really got to let go of it.
Okay.
Yes.
And that can bring you
change. Better, and you're just going to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. And just as you're releasing, you're saying to the universe, you know, I'm letting go and I'm opening up for better things in my life. So you're making room for whatever is coming
mm-hmm.
your way. But embrace
mm-hmm.
this beautiful new time. It's going to be amazing. So I do want to turn you over to Barbara, because like I said, you have fear, you do have self-doubt, you've got to be able to believe in yourself, you've got to have faith, and, you know, you're going to feel better, and things are working out for you, okay,
Roughly.
And
Thank
heaven
you
is
so
watching
much.
Over you, hon, you know, you are always watched over, hon, okay, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm all here, I'm by myself, there's nobody but
mm-hmm.
me. And
yep.
that's not, you know, really it isn't true, because heaven is always with you. The angels are always around you. Okay?
Yep.
And we know that, like, the roommate is, like, you know, he's a toxic person. And you're releasing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're letting
okay.
go. Okay? Okay,
yeah.
So I want to turn you over. Barbara, will you please come in and join me?
Thank you,
sure.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Here we go. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Dear Renee, even though this goes against everything that I believe.
Dear Renee, even though this goes against everything I believe.
And everything I've ever experienced.
And everything I've ever experienced.
And I'm actually afraid to do this.
And I'm actually afraid to do this.
But I am now detaching completely from the issue of money.
But now I am detaching completely from the issue of money.
I no longer worry or fret or am nervous about money ever again.
I no longer worry or fret or get nervous about money ever again.
Take a nice deep breath. Hi, dear Renee, even though this goes against everything that I've ever learned.
Dear Renee, even though this goes against everything that I've ever learned.
And everything I learned from my family.
And everything I've learned from my family.
I release the need for emotional disturbances in my life.
I release the need for emotional disturbances in my life.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
Have a nice deep breath. urinate even though I don't know how.
I'm
creating magic in my own life. Urinate even though this has never been true for me before. I now stand in gratitude in everything that I do.
Do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take a nice deep breath. Urinate even though I don't want to let this go. Because this has always been a part of who I am. But I am now releasing any need to judge myself.
Yeah.
Or to judge anyone else.
Yay.
I release this now and forevermore. Take a nice deep breath. Urinate, even though this is bigger than I know how to deal with. And there's a part of me that's thinking I'm going to fail. And despite all of that, I now believe in my own greatness. I accept my greatness. I live my greatness. I expand my greatness. I am truly great.
I am truly great.
Now and forevermore. Urinate, even though I have 1,001 reasons not to do this. I now allow myself to relax. When I come home, I am going to relax. No matter what I'm doing, I get to relax. I pull back all of my power so that I can just relax.
I pull back all of my power so that I can just relax.
Now and forevermore. Urinate, even though I don't think this is going to work. And I may be afraid that it is going to work. And I'm not sure exactly what it's going to create. I release the roommate relationship. Now and forevermore. I am detached. And a nice deep breath. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel good. It's interesting. With some of them, you know, I could feel the energy working, and others, like with the money ones, it's like it's. I don't know that it's cracking that yet. But with some of them, I feel it. With the roommate one, I could actually feel a breaking down in a positive way, you know, just stuff coming down.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, let me see if there's something else we need to do about the money one. Because, you know, money is one of those issues that once we get a hold of it, we don't ever want to let it go, even though we don't like what we're ending up with. We think we have to hang on to it. Okay, so dear innate, even though I have to hang on to these money issues.
Dear innate, even though I have to hang on to these money issues.
It's part of my identity.
It's part of my identity.
I see myself as not having money.
I see myself as not having money.
This is whole poor me identity wrapped up in this.
With this whole poor me identity wrapped up in this.
And I really don't know how to let this go.
I really don't know how to let this go.
And I may not want to let this go.
And I may not want to let this go.
After all, it gives me a reason to call DC and Barbara every week.
After all, it gives me a reason to call the lovely DC and the lovely Barbara every week.
And I enjoy talking to them.
And I enjoy talking to them.
So letting go of money issues would actually change my life in ways I might not want it to change.
So letting go of money issues may actually change my life in ways that I don't want it to change.
But I am truly and completely releasing money issues.
But I am truly, completely releasing money issues.
And everything connected with them.
And everything connected with them.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah, that one shook it up.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah, those two did. You good Barbara Grace Reynolds.
All right, now we get to see what's going to happen next.
Yep, hope, and hopefully it's all good. It is all good. It is all good. It is all
yes,
good.
It is.
Okay.
It is all good.
Surrender, Dorothy.
Resistance is futile.
Yeah, really, it is. It is.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
okay.
Not really pushing
Ginger
too much now. Oh, yeah. That little doggy with the sunglasses.
Okay, Helena, Ginger has a little statement she wants you to repeat after her, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, she's saying, I am worthy of health, love, magic, and abundance.
I am worthy of health, love, magic, and abundance.
I am worthy of my wildest dreams.
I am worthy of my wildest dreams.
I am worthy of my cosmic awesomeness.
I am worthy of my cosmic awesomeness.
That's it. That's what she had.
Thank you, Ginger. Thank you, DC. Thank
she
you,
loves
Barbara.
Connecting with you.
So do I. I love doggies.
And she's saying,
especially doggies. Yeah.
You don't have to have a problem. You don't even have to have a problem to talk to us. You can call up and talk to us. And we love you.
Thank you. Good. Maybe that'll clear everything
up. You don't have to create any more difficulty. We still love you and we'll still talk to you.
Still chat.
Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yes.
Good.
All right. Thanks for calling, Helena. And drink lots of water, okay?
Oh, thank you. I will. Thank you. Yes. Thanks. Night, night.
Okay.
Good night, Helena.
Night. Thank you.
Okay. So, let's see. Come on, computer. My computer's doing weird stuff. Okay, computer. It won't switch to the other screen.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that terrible?
And Mercury is no longer in retrograde, so there's no excuse why you're not working.
I know, and I'm still having some issues myself. So I don't know what the explanation is.
That is so funny, because before it was doing everything was the way I asked. And now, this will work now. I could not sleep. We have more callers, but they're on the other screen and I can't get there.
Are you able to, if you're on like Google or one of the other, can you go like to another, like to Firefox or one of the other ones to maybe go back into the studio, Barbara?
Well, the Firefox one is working fine. That's where I am. So that was where Helena was. So
okay.
I can see that one. It's one that has the other studio. And
okay, because Ginger's saying, Barbara, like, she's saying, you know, you're focused. You have the energy to do this. She's saying, don't worry.
I'm
stay
not
positive.
Worried.
She's saying,
okay, there we are. Yes. Okay. All right. So now we are now going to the caller from area code 860. Let's just get a lot of fun. Okay, come on. Come on, baby. Oh, my goodness. Now, every time I push on bring this person in, it says, I'm sorry, we're not responding right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I don't know what this, what the heck is going on here. Okay. Be nice, computer.
What's this person? Do you know the person's first? You don't know their name. You only have a phone number. Maybe you can give me the area code and we can. You don't have that either?
I have the area code. Let me see. Let me see if it'll work this time. Let's see. Keep your fingers crossed. Cross your toes, too.
Okay. I mean, we can give a message to the person, and even though we don't know exactly what they're looking for, we can give what we're receiving. They know their area code.
Okay, we may.
I heard unmuted.
Hello, can we have your name?
Oh my gosh, it didn't tell me that you were unmuted.
Well, it told me.
And what is your name, hon?
It's Lisa.
From Connecticut.
It's supposed to show me, though, and it's not.
That's okay. Wait a minute, I am so upset. You mean. How can Mercury be out of retrograde? I'm having so many issues and I'm blaming on Mercury.
I know. Well, it's no longer in retrograde as of the 6th, but I don't think maybe it doesn't have its own calendar and doesn't realize that because issues still seem a little bit crazy.
Oh, my Lord. I was blaming it on Mercury and thinking, okay, things are going to get better. When is it going up?
Are you worrying about money at all? Because I was being shown money.
Me? Yeah. Big time always, yeah.
Okay, because I'm getting, don't worry, you know, don't worry. And I'm getting, like, you've been through some things. You really have been through some things. And the angels are helping you. So just, you know, please try not to worry. You know, things are going to get better. You've got to have faith. Keep asking for what you are wanting. And I'm getting relationships around you. Some people may not sort of like understand you at this time. Okay, so don't let them try to, you know, tell you what you need or, you know, make your decisions for you. Okay? I'm also getting, you've got to watch your health this month, hon. You've got to try to stay calm. Do you meditate at all? Or use, like, any kind of alternative remedies for your health?
I take things that are supposed to calm me down, but nothing does.
Okay. Have you ever tried ashwagandha?
Yes, I have that in my cabinet.
Okay, because, I mean, that does help. B vitamins help. Yeah, because I was just showing, like, you're really, like, worried about money is, you know, one of the big things. I am being shown, like, friendships and everything. You're going to be making some new friends is what I'm being shown. And just appreciate, like, the beautiful people in your life, okay? What are your big concerns for this month?
It's the holidays, and I have no contact with any of my family, including my child.
Okay, yes. Okay. Yes, I'm getting, like, family, you know, difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there may be something surprising coming your way in regard to, you know, these relationships, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also getting, like, you know, like, your health is improving as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to feel, like, a little bit better is what I'm getting. Okay? And you've got to have faith. Okay? And don't, you know, just keep putting out what you're wanting and, you know, don't focus on what's not right in your life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just don't give in to the fear, because I feel like a lot of fear around relationships. Okay?
They're pretty bad.
Yeah.
They are bad.
And I'm also getting, like, alternative therapies are really going to be beneficial in regard to health. And I feel like what we do is sort of like an alternative therapy as well. So I want to turn you over to Barbara now to help you with your fears and to help you with that stress that you're having. And just please, you know, please take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you so much. Poor Barbara Grace.
You're welcome. Barbara.
Okay, Lisa. All right, so they're telling me that the biggest issue is self-worth. And so they want us to do a lot of work on self-worth because it's like that's the cause of all this other garbage that's going on, because you don't actually believe that you are worthy of love and money and happiness and all of the fantastic things in life. There's like 1,001 reasons that come up to say why you shouldn't have that. And so they want to get the self-worth crap out of your way. Okay. So they just want to do something simple and easy, right? All right, here we go. Dear Innate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught.
Dear Innate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught.
And everything that I ever saw in my family.
And everything that I ever saw in my family.
And probably everything that my ancestors believed.
And probably everything that my ancestors believed.
I am now ready to release the belief that I am not worthy.
I am ready to release the belief that I am not worthy.
I realize now that that's not true.
I realize now that is not true.
And I am no longer creating that in my life.
And I am no longer creating that in my life.
And I'm letting it go now and forevermore.
I'm letting it go now and forevermore.
And a deep breath. Dear Innate, even though my life is filled with lack.
Dear Innate, even though my life is filled with lack.
I am beginning to realize that that's based in my not seeing my value.
I'm beginning to realize that that's based in my not seeing my value.
And so I am opening my eyes and experiencing my value.
So I am opening my eyes and experiencing my value.
And I am accepting that I am an amazing, beautiful, incredible child of God.
Do that again.
And I am accepting that I am an amazing, beautiful, incredible child of God.
And I am accepting that I am an amazing, incredible,
beautiful
child of God.
Yes.
Beautiful child of God.
And this is the truth of who I am.
This is the truth of who I am.
And I accept this truth.
And I accept this truth.
And I live this truth.
And I live this truth.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
And a nice deep breath.
Ooh, that was really wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Dear Renate, even though there are parts of me that just don't believe this.
Dear Renate, even though there are parts of me that just don't believe this.
I am still choosing to accept myself.
I am still choosing to accept myself.
I am choosing to love myself.
I am choosing to love myself.
I am choosing to open my heart to abundance.
I am choosing to open my heart to abundance.
I am choosing to have wonderful, loving relationships.
I am choosing to have wonderful, loving relationships.
With people who love me.
With people who love me.
People who respect and honor me.
People who respect and honor me.
People who value me as I value myself.
People who value me as I value myself.
I am no longer attached to the past.
I am no longer attached to the past.
Archangel Michael has cut all of the cords, and I am free.
Michael has cut all of the cords, and I am free.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
And a nice deep breath.
That felt even better. Thank you.
All right, let's see what else they want to do, if anything. Dear Renate, even though I'm not always sure about what I'm doing.
Oh, boy, that's a true one. Dear Renate, even though I'm not always sure about what I'm doing.
I am willing to accept my guidance.
I am willing to accept my guidance?
Yes.
Is that it?
I am willing to accept my guidance. I am willing to accept making the right decisions.
I am willing to accept making the right decisions.
And I release any need to find myself wrong.
And I release any need to find myself wrong.
I am a beautiful child of God.
I am a beautiful child of God.
I am loved. And I am valued.
I am loved and I am valued.
I am deserving of prosperity.
I am deserving of prosperity.
I deserve wonderful relationships.
I deserve wonderful relationships.
I deserve perfect health.
I deserve perfect health.
This is who I am now and forevermore.
This is who I am now and forevermore.
And this is what I now create in my life.
And this is now what I create in my life.
And take a nice deep breath.
Wow, thank you. That feels much better. Ooh.
Oh, all right.
I can breathe.
Still feel
that. I can breathe. I couldn't breathe. I can breathe.
Yay.
Yes.
All right. Drink lots of water and remember who you really are. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry
blessed Christmas.
Oh, same to you, Lisa.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you for being there.
Sure. Let's see if the computer will work now. Hey, computer. I have no idea what it's doing, if it's doing anything. Lisa, are you still there? Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm still here.
It didn't do what it was supposed to then. Okay, hold on. I'm still trying. Okay, there we go. Now let's see if it'll open up the next one. Our next one is area code 760. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Gigi. Wow, it worked.
Yes, I know. I'm so surprised.
I'm excited.
So what can we do for you?
Well, anything that you can pick up. I like the way you... you know, didn't need a question with the last caller, so it kind of like was what I wanted was just information, like guidance, and if you can pick anything up for me.
Okay, let's see what's coming up for you. Lisa?
Yes, thank you for calling in. It's an honor to connect with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting, make sure this month especially, that you're very clear when you want to communicate with family and friends, okay?
Okay.
Okay, is there anyone close to you that may be sort of like overstepping their boundaries, you know, with you? Because I'm getting like the angels are sort of like drawing a line. So to me, that's boundaries, okay?
Yeah, and I can't think of anyone.
Okay, well, hold on to it because that message is going to be valid for this month, okay? And
okay.
I'm getting, you've got to honor your body, okay, and listen to the messages it is sending you. And this is a month to really be mindful, to focus on your health, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have feelings within, and they, you know, they're repressed. It creates, like, blocks in our energy. It can also turn into pain. It can become toxic. It can, you know, become harmful. I'm getting that, you know, your body has been trying to communicate with you. Okay? So,
mm-hmm.
So be mindful, you know, and just, you know, watch what you're ingesting. Okay, are you eating, you know, a good diet?
Yeah, I eat. I don't eat that often, but I eat. In other words, you know, I don't eat three big meals. But I eat organic and gluten free. Yeah, I eat pretty healthy.
Okay. Are there anything, you know, like any things that are, you know, like giving you like a heads up with your physical body?
Well, it's interesting that you should mention that because I do deal with some. Body pain, but I've noticed that it has been backing off whenever I make a concerted effort to just relax.
Right.
So that's what's...
Does it also feel better feeling. When you matter what you're feeling?
Does it also feel better what? I'm sorry?
When you honor your emotions. When you honor your feelings.
Yeah, and I seem to be able to do that pretty easily.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting. Like, your body is trying to give you these little messages. So try to make sure you're listening. I'm getting there's something that goes down really deep because I'm seeing roots.
Okay?
That's what I'm being shown. I'm getting like physical pain is what I'm being shown, a little bit of confusion. And I'm getting trapped, like this trapped feelings. Okay? There are some trapped feelings. It might be in regard to people that are really close to you. Okay? Sort of like you're not, like, you're trying to just, you know, like, not even, like, really, like, listen to your body a little bit, okay? And I'm getting stress, reducing stress.
Right.
Have you gotten maybe, like, a massage or something? And because that's really, you know, a great way to get, like, that energy out. Have you had a massage? Do you go for massages at all?
Well, you know, money is... Something
yes.
that is not in abundant supply at the moment. So do I think about having massages? Yeah, I think I've probably scheduled and canceled a few appointments in the last month.
Okay. And are you drinking?
I really want one, but I can't afford it. Am I drinking water? Is that what you're going to ask?
Enough of water, because as I'm talking with you, I do feel thirsty, and usually that's a sign for me that you know, the person that I am speaking with is not drinking enough of water.
I probably need to do better in that area. Yes, I would say that I need to do that.
Okay. Okay, and Mother Mary is stepping forward, and she wants to come forward to just remind you, you know, to really see yourself through the eyes of love. You are worthy of all the good and beautiful, you know, things and feelings that you have. She has a beautiful blanket, and she's wrapping it around you to really help you to feel the love and the peace. And she's asking you that you be gentle with yourself, honor your body, honor your emotions. And she wants to help you, like I said, to see yourself through the eyes of love. And that will help to initiate the healing process for you. Okay. I am also getting there possibly may be some mother issues with you. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, with that being said, hon, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara to help with the issues that we spoke of. Okay?
Sure thing. Thank you.
Yeah, this is sort of like a soul massage. You'll feel a lot better.
Okay. Thank you. I like that.
Okay, so we're going to make some of those dear innate statements and see if we can massage that lovely soul of yours. How's that?
Sounds perfect.
Okay. So one of the things that I'm getting is that you give mixed messages. And I'm not sure exactly who it is you're giving these to, but it's like, it's like you are holding back a part of yourself. Hold on, let's see what they say about it. Okay, so we're going to say some of these dear innate statements, and I'm just going to go with whatever it is that they flow through me. Okay, here we go. Dear innate, even though I'm not ready to let this go.
Dear innate, even though I'm not ready to let this go.
I am willing to release the fear of being my genuine self.
I'm willing to release the fear of being my genuine self.
Dear innate, even though this goes against everything that I was ever taught.
Dear innate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught.
I'm ready to open up and be vulnerable to others.
I'm ready to open up and be vulnerable to others.
Dear innate, even though people have hurt me in the past.
Dear Nate, even though people have hurt me in the past,
and some of those people were the people that I loved most.
And some of those people were people that I loved the most.
I'm ready to stop guarding my heart.
I'm ready to stop guarding my heart.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how all of this is going to work,
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how all of this is going to work,
or even if it's going to work,
or even if it's going to work,
I'm ready to stop holding back in my life.
I'm ready to stop holding back in my life.
Take a nice deep breath. They're showing me this image of you, and you have these walls up all around you. It's like you're protecting yourself from everybody and everything that's out there, and it's just closing you off who you see yourself as being, because that's who they're showing you you're being.
I think I go through my phases, but it's mostly affected by the way that I'm feeling regarding security. So if I'm feeling financially insecure and unstable, all I want to do is just, you know, go into a shell.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm not able to fully express myself. I feel very battened down rather than free. And so I feel lonely. And there's a lot of sadness. You know, I'm not somebody who does well with limitations, I guess, is the way I could put it.
And is this connected with your mother?
I don't know if it's connected with my mother. I mean, I'm speaking mostly about financial resources and feeling like at this time in my life, we shouldn't have to continue worrying about where my next dollar is going to come from. And I mean, I don't want to live that way. Not that it shouldn't really doesn't come into play. It's more about I'm tired of it. I'm ready to kick that up a few notches, not just one. But since you brought my mother up, my mother is, you know, kind of she's a worry for me. And I can't put my attention all over the place without needing time to focus on my own thing. So it's a lot of different things right now going on for me.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see how they want to clear. Because you really don't need all these walls. It's like, oh, my gosh. Okay. let's see. Dear Renate, even though I put these walls in place,
Dear Nate, even though I put these walls in place.
And they serve a purpose.
And they serve a purpose.
They protect me.
They protect me.
They make me feel safe.
And they make me feel safe.
And I realize that in reality, they don't actually do that.
And I realize in reality, they don't actually do that.
They actually cut me off from getting what I actually desire.
They actually cut me off from getting what I actually desire.
So I no longer need these walls.
So I no longer need these walls.
And it is safe for me to receive money.
And it is safe for me to receive money.
And whatever way it chooses to come to me.
Whatever way it chooses to come to me.
So I release all of the restrictions and the restraints around money in my life.
So I release all the restrictions and restraints around money in my life.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear Renate, even though this goes against everything I learned in my childhood.
Dear Nate, even though this goes against everything I learned in my childhood.
And I'm not supposed to go against what my parents taught me.
And I'm not supposed to go against what my parents taught me.
But I give myself permission to let go of money issues.
And I give myself permission to let go of money issues.
I am self-empowered.
I am self-empowered.
God is within me.
God is within me.
I am loved.
I am loved.
I deserve to have more than enough money.
I deserve to have more than enough money.
I allow myself to have freedom in my life.
I allow myself to have freedom in my life.
And I'm letting go of everything from the past.
And I am letting go of everything from the past.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how do you feel?
Oh, definitely. Well, not only lighter, but expanded. Like, I realized I was feeling a lot more constricted before
yeah.
we started.
Yeah, those darn walls. But they're gone now. I don't see them, so good. You left me
yeah.
yeah.
Yay. Wow. So is there anything that you tell people, do I need to do anything to maintain this?
Drink lots of water. Yeah, you need to drink lots of water. And for some people, they really feel like they just need to lay down and go to sleep. And that's even true for me sometimes after I've done the work. No matter what time of the day or night it is, my body just says, okay, we're going to go to sleep now. We don't care what you do, but we're going to go. And there is some issue with your mother, and I don't know what that is. Okay, well, we'll just general
can we work
thing.
On that for a minute?
Yeah, okay, so, dear Nate, even though I have this issue with my mother.
Dear Nate, even though I have this issue with my mother.
And I don't know what the issue is.
And I don't know what the issue is.
And I don't see why I need to know what the issue is.
And I don't see why I need to know what the issue is.
I am now just releasing the issue.
I am now just releasing the issue.
I release my mother.
I release my mother.
I release everything she taught me.
I release everything she taught me.
I release every way I am connected with her.
Oh, I release every way I am connected with her.
I love her, but she is not me.
Oh, I love her, and she is not me.
She has the freedom to be herself. I have the freedom to be myself.
She has the freedom to be herself, and I have the freedom to be myself.
And I now stand in my own power.
And I now stand in my own power.
I forgive my mother and let her go.
I forgive my mother and let her go.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
And a deep breath. It's like things are untangling from your stomach area.
Yeah, I felt it there too.
I don't know what that was, but how do you feel?
Disentangled. No, I definitely feel like things have loosened up for, in that area. I may need to drink more water to get the rest out, but it's that word entanglement, that really has a charge for me. In other words, that I have a lot of energy when you said that around that word.
Yeah. It's so strange because they weren't showing me your mother doing anything or saying anything. It was just you needed to let go of your mother. Okay. So?
Yeah.
Now you've let go of your mother. Great. Okay.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, no, thank you very much. That was a big concern, like, you know, shaking some things off that I knew.
Yeah.
I didn't need to carry around.
Yeah. Okay. So you're a lot freer now, and I'm actually seeing money coming into your life, and so then you can go and get your massage and have your physical body, you know, all relaxed.
Yes. Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling us, and feel free to call back if you ever need us.
Okay, will do. Thanks again, ladies. Appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Thank you, hon.
Okay, computer. Pushing button. Okay, we have a minute and 34 seconds. What do you want to say?
90 seconds.
I want to say thank you, Barbara. This was amazing.
I'm looking at the computer saying, what am I missing? She says it, she's there.
I'm here. What an amazing show. The energy was phenomenal. And I love your
60 seconds.
And you love my what?
Your Christmas decorations, your beautiful Christmas photo, Barbara.
I thought that was so neat. How did you create that?
Well, I was told by this beautiful to start creating, so I'm creating.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Beautiful. And everyone, keep us in mind for the holidays. It does get stressful, and it's sort of like a little mini vacation. Connect with us, laugh, and we'll make you feel good. And I just, like you said, I just love the energy, Barbara.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Okay.
10 seconds.
Lots and lots of love, and you should be able to find us sometime.
Yes. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Okay.